the drift to refusal becomes unappealable from some point on. Deep pain seems to suffuse the moment when the path to refusal appears, and the artist, the mathematician, the philosopher starts. I have tried to understand the specific ways and the specific modes, the nooks and crannies, so to speak, of that moment. Now, is it a moment? That is not completely clear. How is refusal articulated to oneself? Is it really articulated to oneself? Do you really know you are starting to refuse or go on the path of refusal? And when that happens, when do you know it? And how do you spell it to yourself? So some of the excerpts I tried to look for in Grothendieck and also in conversations with Juliet about Saharan Shelah, and also in the text I was trying to think about in connection to my presentation yesterday. Somehow that particular moment was what I was trying to detect. When do you become aware that your path has changed and you're no longer on an affirmation path, but on a refusal path? But the question remains, is it really articulated to oneself? One could say perhaps yes in the case of Grothendieck's Hakolte Semai. The Beethoven Testament of Heiligenstadt somehow came to mind. It's not completely a refusal, but at some point he becomes aware that he will no longer be able to hear what he, types on the, what he plays on the piano as he is composing. And yet he didn't refuse. He continued composing all his later symphonies. This happened around the time of his Eroica symphony, roughly. And in that case, the testament has a refusal sign. It's an imposed refusal. It's a refusal of his body to hear for a composer. Yet somehow he's able to work through that and make even better compositions after that, compositions that sounded perhaps clashing to people around him, but somehow were a response to that. There is an articulation at that moment. There is a testament of Heiligenstadt. So there is Recoltis in I. In some other cases, it's more difficult to find. So beyond the pain, is there relief to be found in refusal? Do you really find some kind of relief a word that somehow kept appearing in many different parts of Grothendieck's is organic connection. That somehow something that was artificial became natural at some point. Something that was brutal and harsh and tough, and he gives all these military examples and the way people were stealing from his or are stealing from one another. It becomes clear to him that he needs to step away from there in order to become part of something larger, and he keeps stressing how all these things are connected. So I close my few minutes with refusal as a path away from your own excesses, perhaps, and with the question of the dualities, affirmation, refusal. Is refusal the real affirmation, perhaps? You could say that the real affirmation comes after a form of refusal, in an ironic way, and the relief from the pain.